Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Nick Fuentes of America First is here with us. He's been scooped up in this whole January 6th. And I get our listeners are like, hey, January 6th happened a year ago. We know you didn't do it. We don't care. No, it's the whole deep state Democrat Party move to brand America and you as terrorists and to put you on no-fly list and take your bank accounts away and come after you. We're trying to tell you this. It's not like we just tell you stuff that doesn't come true. It's not like we just make crap up. We're in a war. So, Nick, in the next 5 minutes we have left, what else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners about what's happening right now?
Well, you know, one of the big things I've been covering on my show lately is this this vaccine mandate. You know, I know that you talk a lot about this stuff. And, you know, it's interesting. I've seen a lot of Republicans talking about how, oh, you know, this COVID epidemic or COVID pandemic is going away. I've seen this from a lot of conservative Republican types. They go, you know, oh, it's almost over. It's just this is all winding down. And I've been just raising the red alert on my show all day long about, you know, this vaccine mandate stuff is here to stay. That's one of the big things I've been covering. And I've also been talking a lot about this Getter. I don't know if you've seen, but I think they were just on Tim Pool last night. I've been banned on Getter now for about a month or so and been trying to get myself back.
I don't think that's good. I think that's because they're targeting their ISPs that they have you on. We should get you in touch with the CEO of Getter and try to, like, clear the air and get you on there.
Yeah, no, that would be great. Because I just saw they were on Tim Pool and, they did this interview and I saw Jason Miller was on there and he goes, well, you know, Nick Fuentes is banned because he's this white nationalist. And they go, you know, well, how is he the white nationalist? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, the ADL said so. clearing the air would be great because I'm sitting here like, well, we're taking the ADL's word for it. Come on, man. I thought, you know, we're the conservative side. So I've been covering that a lot on my show as well.
Well, everybody's done with Hollywood. Everybody's done with the Democrats. Everybody's done with the New World Order. And the New World Order is going to try to stay in power, and they're going to fail. And so everybody better just decide to go on the right side of history and stop hiding in the weeds, because that's why we got here. Nick Fuentes, again, tell us, I love what you're doing, because I see you have a Band Out video channel, and so I watch a lot of what you do there, but I love... Looking at this, have you launched a streaming platform, not just for you, but others?
Yes, yeah, it's called Cozy.tv. We're still in our beta phase, so we're trying to achieve feature parity with Twitch, DLive. You know, we're trying to get all the same features that they have on their services.
Well, will you allow me on there? But you won't censor me, will you?
Of course not. No,
I'll come work for you. That's my answer. So tell me, I'm going to come work for Nick Fuentes. I'm being somewhat sarcastic, but I'm serious in a way. Tell me about this beautiful new platform.
Yeah, you're hired. Well, so it's Cozy TV. And, yeah, the goal is to create something that's for us, you know, for patriots, for conservatives. You know, we love Band.Video. I always tell my viewers to go watch my videos on my channel there. And, of course, check out InfoWars. And your show and Owen and Harrison and everything.
Yeah, but the more the merrier. And the fact that you're actually launching, like, Trump's got billions of dollars for this startup. He can't do this, but you're doing it.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty incredible. You know, we've got this developer team, and it's just full of these savant kids. I mean, like Zoomers, and they built this thing really all by themselves. We have no investment. We've got no backers, no institutional backing. But we've just got some brilliant young kids. They put this thing, my age. So we put this thing together, and now we have, I think it's 2 or 3 dozen streamers on there. Last night we just broke the record. I think I had 11,300 live viewers. And we had to build it because, like you said, there's nothing out there for live streaming. And Trump, with all his billions and all these other Republicans, they complain about censorship all day long. They do nothing about it.
That's right. So COZY.TV/Nick. I'm having an IT call you. I want a channel today. All right, Nick Fuentes, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. All right. I've been wanting to get him on for a month, and they got him today. Joel Scalzo is one of the smartest guys I know. He's the editor-in-chief at World Affairs Brief. I'm going to cover the waterfront, Ukraine, Russia, the forced inoculations, the open borders, the New World Order, January 6th, and so much more. You are in the crucible. You are in the heart of the fight. We'll be back.
Riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's an old friend of mine. I've been interviewing him at least 23, 24 years. Joel Skousen, naval aviator, means he landed on aircraft carriers in Vietnam, best-selling author, researcher, undoubtedly the top secure home builder. I mean, the guy's awesome. His uncle was a famous FBI agent that exposed the whole New World Order first. My first introduction to the New World Order was my grandfather having the book, The Naked Communist, and then reading it. So he's here with us for the rest of the hour. He's a political scientist by training. I won't do his whole bio. He really doesn't need that to be done. But I was sitting there during that one-minute break before he came on. I was thinking, what's the most important thing to ask Joel Skousen? It's this. Who are the major power players in his view right now? How is it going? What's happening in Ukraine? What's going on with inflation? What's happening with Biden? It's all these questions. I mean, it's all coming to a crescendo in my view right now. And I'm sure he's got issues that he wants to raise as well. But Joel, great to have you on with us from World Affairs Brief. People can go there and find your great daily newsletter and all the great work you're doing. What do you think right now is front and center for all the people out there? What is central on your radar screen?
Well, it's of course the puppet Biden regime, which is run by a whole host of globalists. You know, it used to be that every president had their handler. One person generally, like Dick Cheney, ran the George W. Bush administration, and Henry Kissinger ran the Nixon administration. They've all been these types of puppet presidents with a handler who was a globalist. But now there are multiple handlers around Biden because he's an incompetent, dementia-ridden puppet president. But they still haven't stopped the major agenda. And right now, the biggest story coming out in Friday's World Affairs Brief is going to be the imminent attack on Ukraine by Putin. And that's what I'd like to address first of all.
I agree with you. That's the most front and center thing. And you've got a great Marine Corps officer background. You've got a real understanding of this. This is huge.
Yes, it really is. But as background, your listeners have to understand something that only myself and Christopher Story of England, who's now deceased, warned about. And that was that the fall of the Soviet Union was a carefully crafted deception. The Communist Party simply went underground. They gave orders for the various satellite countries to let these protests go forward and to take down the Berlin Wall. But they always intended to rebuild the Soviet Union after they'd gained a lot of aid and trade from the West, which has happened. U.S. oil companies, for example, rebuilt the entire Russian oil industry and made them the oil powerhouse that has funded a lot of their new weapons acquisitions.
You're saying this has been a 30-year reconstitution?
It has indeed. And, you know, of course, I knew that the globalists knew what I saw, but they were supporting the phony fall of the Soviet Union because they wanted to build these enemies. That's why they had been allowing China through the U.S. Department of Commerce to steal and get access to military technology for so many years. They're building building enemies so that they can have a third world war. Now, as I've explained in my World Affairs brief, I do not believe that the Russian taking back of Ukraine will result in World War III. Only if the U.S. were to directly attack Russia and counter it with military force, which Biden has already said he's not going to do, it's off the table. Now, that gives a green light to Russia to do this. The second green light that Biden has said, and this shocked Ukrainian officials, he said, you know, it wouldn't bother so much if it was just a minor incursion into Ukraine. Only if it was a major intervention would we be, you know, really upset. And Ukrainian officials were caught off guard with this remark because that to them was a green light that they could go ahead and try to take a portion of Ukraine. But I believe that there is evidence that they're setting up to take back the whole country. And the reason I say this is that they've got Ukraine surrounded now with troops, major troop and armored deployments on three sides now. It used to be just on the south with Crimea and in eastern Ukraine, which is the Russian-speaking portion of Ukraine, which Russia is claiming they indigenously want to join back with Russia. So they did a stealth invasion, you know, several years ago in eastern Ukraine, weren't able to consolidate it, and now they're attempting to do it. And the reason I believe that they're going to take back the whole country is for the first time, they've got a massive amount of troops and armor stationed in Belarus directly to the north of the capital, Kiev. And this, to me, indicates that with Crimean forces on the south, and landing ship forces heading into the Black Sea, they could run a pincers movement, meaning attack from the north in Belarus toward Kiev and from the south and actually cut off
the country in two.
That's right. Actually, it would cut the country one-third and two-thirds. And the one-third to the west really has nothing at all. It's all concentrated in Kiev on east, which is what they would capture in the pincers movement. And so I'm very much afraid that this is the real attack that's coming. It's imminent. It probably could happen within weeks. Another indication that the attack is imminent, that the Russians are taking diplomats and their families out of Ukraine, especially the Kiev embassy and several other consulates. That's always a harbinger toward war. The U.S. does have a few special forces trainers in Ukraine, but the Biden administration has already said that they would be pulled out at the initiation of hostilities. This is another green light to Russia to say that we won't have any troops in there to justify coming to the defense of Ukraine, as I've said they would have to do if it were Korea that were under attack, because we have 27,000 troops in Korea. So, while I don't think that this will be the trigger event for World War III, I think it's a similar situation to World War II when the West telegraphed to Hitler that we wouldn't be upset if you took Austria or Czechoslovakia and then put a red line down at Poland, and which eventually triggered World War III. So it's a very serious situation. The U.S. has given some or authorized some $200 million in defensive aid to Ukraine, stating that we're going to help them stay in the battle with a much superior force. Well, you know, helping them stay in the battle only may prolong it. But let me tell you what I think the scenario militarily is in Ukraine. It doesn't matter if Britain is sending Javelin anti-tank missiles to Ukraine. It doesn't matter if the U.S. is sending Stinger handheld anti-aircraft missiles through Estonia, which they're doing. The way that Russia is going to win this war is a massive missile barrage, first of all Ukrainian military bases, to neuter their radar detection, their fighter capability. And then they'll have air superiority over the entire country. And in conventional war, you can't win a war if the opposing nation has air superiority.
Exactly. They're going to knock their air force out first.
That's right. So that they can roam. And you can't run a major tank battle when you've got the kind of air force that Russia has with its tank killer forces in there. And a few Stinger missiles won't help either, because Russian military aircraft like our own have flares and other things to divert a Stinger missile from attacking their aircraft. So I think basically the war would be over within a week or two with massive Russian missile forces annihilating the military capability. And Ukraine doesn't have anything in order to respond. And the U.S. has said we're not going to send offensive missiles into Ukraine because we don't want to do anything provocative. I mean, all of these signals you see telegraphed that the Biden administration is going to let Ukraine fall into...
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. JoelSkousen.com, WorldOfFirstBrief.com. We'll come back and talk about how historic this is and how dangerous this is. We sell his book, The Strategic Relocation DVD and book special, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get that. More important than ever. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen on the edge of what can trigger World War IV. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This historic admission by the White House and others that Russia is imminently about to invade, troops on three sides of the country. And I agree. I think that's what's about to happen. Putin says, oh, that's not about to happen. And then we have Jen Psaki and General Keane and all of them all over TV saying false flags are imminent. Well, I thought false flags didn't exist, Joel Skousen. So how does all this feed into it? And do you think Russia will stage a false flag to go in, A, and then B, more importantly, is this the Anglo-American establishment luring the Russians in to a project like you foretold that would be like the start of World War II? Is that what's happening?
Well, there's several questions involved in what you said. First of all, let me dispose of the notion that this is the West luring Russia into an excuse to start World War III. I have to counter oftentimes conservatives who talk about the U.S. involvement in the globalist in the Maidan Revolution, which was the color revolution, which basically supposedly ousted the Russians from control over Ukraine in 2014, February. But this isn't true at all. In fact, this was a false Orange Revolution, just like it was the false, phony demise of the Soviet Union. Because, and we know this, because the only reason the Maidan refers to the main square in Kiev where the protests were taking place, and of course the West was giving some support to the protesters. But the key to this is that the only reason that the protesters won was because the Berkut, the riot police who were surrounding all the protesters, someone told them to stay in their barracks on the Friday that the protesters won. Now, could the protesters have told the Berkut to stay in their barracks? Could the Western globalists have told the Berkut to stay in their barracks? No, not at all. Only the communist government could have told the Berkut to stay in their barracks. I mean, this is a crucial piece of information that I put out in the World Affairs Brief, and yet it doesn't get circulated wide enough, and people continue to spread the information that the West is provoking this.
Sure, so that'd be a false flag of its own. So let me make it more simple, Joel, because I respect your opinion. What is really going on? Just boil it down for us.
Well, the point is that Tymoshenko and Poroshenko and other, you know, so-called pro-independence, nationalist Ukrainian presidents were, in fact, Russian puppets, just like we have globalist puppets in our country. The Russians play this game just as well as our own globalists do. But then again, a couple of years ago, President Zelensky was elected, and he is not a Russian puppet. He's legitimate. He's a legitimate nationalist. And that's one of the reasons why Putin has to take back Ukraine now, because they don't have a puppet president in there. He's really trying to help the country. But the globalists, if anything, are letting it happen, not because they are provoking it, but because, like in Kuwait, they basically gave the green light to Saddam Hussein to invade Kuwait so that it would be an excuse, you know, to do the Iraq war. But that wasn't World War III, and this won't be World War III, in my opinion, because Russia isn't ready. But Russia does want to have an excuse to invade Ukraine, and so I believe it was legitimate that they were planning a false flag. And, of course, the U.S., that's like the pot, the kettle calling the pot black. The U.S. is the prime instigator of false flag operations. They've been doing it for a year, ever since the Spanish-American War, the blowing up of the battleship Maine, which was done by U.S. operatives. The Pearl Harbor, of course, was provoked. World War One was provoked. The Vietnam War, the Gulf of Tonkin incident was falsified. 9/11 started the War on Terror, was a deep state operation from beginning to end. So we are the champions of false flags. Now, the Russians have used them before, too. There were four bombings of apartments in four Russian cities, including Moscow. And they blamed it on the Chechen separatists in order to justify the Chechen war.
Sure, and that was used to bring Putin to power.
That's right. That's how Putin came to power. So they are understanding, and they watch what the U.S. has done, and they try to expose some of the globalist things, like in Syria. You know, our deep state is one that created Al-Qaeda. We created ISIS.
Well, then why is Russia, I'm not defending Russia, but why is Russia promoting more children and not having men be wimps? Xi Jinping is saying three children, no sissy men on TV. I mean, I think they just know the poison of the left is for us, not for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true. So in any case, the main thing I want to talk about, though, is, and the newest thing coming up, is even being promoted by Russia. And this is the specter of missiles coming back into the Americas by Russia, hinting that if you try to intervene or stop us, that you're going to have a nuclear war. Now, the New York Times started this talking about secret freighter shipping of secret cargo into Cuba and Venezuela. Now, I don't know how they would know that it was secret cargo.
So that's Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0.
That's right. And that's what's starting right now. And Pravda, the Russian news outlet, has been promoting this. They've talked about the secret missiles mission to Cuba, the fact that the U.S. now is running overflights in Cuba and Venezuela trying to see if they've installed any of these missiles in these two countries. They also talked about, Pravda told the story about a Bore-class missile submarine surfacing off the U.S. coast to show itself kind of as a threat. This is what we can nuke you, you know, if you intervene with us in Russia. Well, we've always known about this retaliatory threat of Russian missile submarines, but it really isn't anything new. The Russian submarines are off our coast. The fact that Pravda didn't even mention which coast it was indicates that this was for propaganda purposes, kind of a hollow threat. But I can tell you that this missile threat in the Americas is not aimed at the Ukraine deterrence of deterring the U.S. from intervening, but it's kind of a warning shot that this is what we intend to do before we launch on America in World War III, which has to start with a larger provocation than Ukraine. So I think the Russians are intending to put missiles back into Venezuela and Cuba. In fact, they may have already done so. You know, we never did inspect Cuba in the resolution of the so-called missile crisis. We never did inspect the ships, which supposedly had the missiles on them, taking them out, but they were all covered with tarps, so we don't know if they really took them out or not. In fact, people don't realize that we lost big in the Cuban Missile Crisis because Kennedy secretly agreed with Khrushchev to remove all of our intermediate range missiles out of Turkey. So we actually did remove any threat to Russia out of our Turkey missiles, but we never were allowed to inspect Cuba to see whether or not they actually removed missiles.
Well, let's talk about this. I want to have time to talk about the Jan 6 Committee and the open borders and the devaluation and the inflation. But let's finish up when we come back in this segment on how does the Russian invasion of Ukraine look? And is the White House telling the truth that it's imminent? With Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com. You can email him there and get a free copy of their newsletter. It's excellent. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Please remember, only way our articles and videos and live feeds get out is when you share them. You are the resistance. You are the victory when you decide to take action. So share the articles and videos from InfoWars.com. Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains.
And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Saying, oh, my opposition are domestic enemies, they're terrorists, and that being the official move of January 6th. I want to talk to Joel Scalzo of the World First Brief about that. But Joel, in the short term, they're saying all over the Western news, usually that's a lie, but you're saying you think it's probably true, well, why would Russia mass all these troops all the way around Ukraine's borders, that there's an imminent attack? What do you expect to come from that? And then what's the next confrontation that's basically born out of that?
Let me just correct the instructions on how people get a sample of the World First Beat before I answer that, Alex. I no longer have people email me because I just get blitzed with emails and I don't have the time to answer them all. So now if people go to worldaffairsbrief.com and on the left-hand side in red, just click on request a sample and you get the current copy of World Affairs Brief.
Yeah. Well, that's easier. So go there and click the red link. All right. You got a big one coming out tomorrow. So please continue.
That's right. Well, in the big picture, I think it is time for Ukraine to be taken back as the Soviet Union is going to be reconstituted. It's amazing how I read certain pundits in the West talking about, oh, this is a conspiracy theory that Putin is trying to reestablish the Soviet Union. Well, he really is. It's no conspiracy. You're going to see it enacted out. As I say, it's going to be a blitzkrieg type war. It's going to be softening up with massive missile attacks on all of the Ukraine bases and clearing the skies so that the Russians can have dominance. And I think we'll see Ukrainian forces collapse within a couple of weeks when this happens. But in the larger big picture, I think there's a real possibility this could be a 1-2 punch. In other words, Russia, being an ally of China, can coordinate two attacks to ensure that the U.S. doesn't have the facility.
Well, that's exactly how you do it. You go into Hong Kong or Taiwan or other areas, the Philippines or into Vietnam at the same time the Russians go into Eastern Europe.
That's right. And I'm expecting the Chinese to go in and take Taiwan after the Winter Olympics. And they are going to be ruthless. It's going to have a major shock effect on the U.S. economy because of all of the chip manufacture, which is already down and restricting auto supply and appliances, et cetera. But when Taiwan is taken by China, we're going to lose over 3/4 of the chip manufacturing in the country, as well as a lot of other high-tech manufacturing that comes out of Taiwan to U.S. products. You know, it's a real mistake for us to have allowed China to become such a mammoth supplier of U.S. things. You know, Walmart claims that 60% of our goods are U.S. made. Well, I went and did an informal survey in Walmart, and I couldn't find a single product that wasn't made in China, except on the vitamin shelf and some of the cosmetics.
So you're saying there's been a major double crossing of the so-called American elite by China? Or just by their own action, they sold themselves out, being so dependent on China.
Well, that's right. They realize that that's how you build up a huge enemy who's capable of taking on the West, is by giving them all of this income from U.S. Economic support. And that's one of the reasons why when China and Russia do their massive nuclear first strike, it will be only on U.S. military targets. They do not want to destroy the economic infrastructure, which provides so much of the material.
And what you're saying, I agree with. They've already got the blue cities and their little commie people in charge of those. They're just going to cut out the U.S. military.
Well, in fact, it isn't that they control the blue side of the...
No, but they know the blue side will capitulate and go along.
But only because the globalists control the blue side, and the globalists want China, you see, to be prepared for war. They want China. They want to mask the United States people from the threat. Now, even though certain generals on our side, like General Mike Flynn, are talking about China being a major threat, it's amazing to me how Mike Flynn has believed all the propaganda from the National War College that Russia is no longer a threat, that it's a dying country. He said that on Tucker Carlson just the other week. And it's a very misinformed position, and it shows how much propaganda our generals are getting from the National War College, which are all taught by globalists out of Georgetown, et cetera. They do not believe that Russia is a threat.
So when do you think Russia already has troops in Ukraine, but when do you think the main thing kicks off? How long does it last?
As I say, I think it's only going to last a couple of weeks because I think the Russian has overwhelming superiority electronically and missile forces to be able to undermine the armored forces, which are basically second rate in Ukraine. They don't have the latest armor that Russia has.
Yeah, so being in the Ukrainian military is going to be a death trap.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of fervor in the Ukrainian military towards defending the country because it's a very torn country between Russian-speaking people and Ukrainian-speaking people, which they're mostly bilingual, except in eastern Ukraine. But we had a lot of defections during the Donbass stealth invasion by Russia, a lot of defections over to the Russian side, and I think that that may happen again.
All right, shifting gears domestically, Biden trying to say election fraud, clearly want to steal the next election again. Trump, to me, just seems to be going around in circles, seems to be out of the game. What do you think about America's politics and America's position right now?
Well, first of all, I agree with the position you've taken that we really can't afford to support Donald Trump again for the presidency. We need someone who will really follow through rather than just give us the rhetoric. Now, I'm not impugning Donald Trump's desire to make America great again, but he virtually has no power intellectually or morally to follow through and fight the actual battle it takes to fight the globalists. He still cannot tell who's a globalist and who isn't. He continues to make mistakes about that. He even went out and criticized Ron DeSantis of Florida, who has shown himself very strong against this COVID nonsense and this vaccine nonsense. Donald Trump is incapable of saying, I'm sorry, I was wrong about the vaccines, and he continues to push those. So I think you're right about that. I think we need to find some additional support. Unfortunately, he's a force to be reckoned with because his supporters are so fanatical in their support of Donald Trump that they just won't countenance anyone else as long as he's in the battle. So I fear he will be the nominee in 2024 and that Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee. The Democrats are in real trouble because of their woke politics, their unpopularity. I think the true Democratic support for Joe Biden is about 30%, which isn't enough to get elected, even with a lot of election fraud. But that's why the Democrats are trying so hard to push H.R. 1 and H.R. 4 in the Senate, both of which have to do with federalizing federal election laws and stopping and overturning the state's attempts to tighten up. Now, I can tell you that the state's attempt to tighten up voter registration and fraud and other things is really not going to work. As long as you allow complete 100% computer voting in the United States, it's capable of having electronic fraud, whether it's it doesn't matter who owns the voting machines. The globalists, I think, control whoever is going to run these voting machines, and there will be fraudulent elections. We'll tell in the 2022 elections how much fraud there still is, but I think there's going to be a lot. I still think the Democrats are in danger of losing the House because of how much damage Biden has done to this, but it's going to be very telling to see how much election fraud. The Democrats are going to be much more careful about this. They made a lot of mistakes and had to really cover it up with the media in denial that there was any fraud.
Desperate sloppiness.
There was a great deal of sloppiness. But I'm very, very disappointed in how the media, especially Fox News, went along with the election fraud and failed to discover them. There was a book by Molly Hemingway, for example, about a major conservative book about fraud. And she, too, failed to talk about the Edison data, which showed how
Hold
many
on,
votes.
Stay there. Let's come back in the final segment with Joel Skousen. Big picture straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com.
look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And he's a smart geopolitical analyst, been very accurate over the years. You can find his book and the film I co-made with him on strategic relocation at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps keep us on the air. You can go to WorldAffairsBrief.com and read all the great articles and see the great material there. And also, you can click on the red link there and get a free copy of his newsletter that comes out tomorrow. Joel, big picture, and I don't want to write myself into the story. It's just true. I'm under investigation. It's admitted. For sedition and conspiracy by the FBI. They told us that. We talk to them all the time. We've got the subpoenas here. It's all ongoing. It's ridiculous. I didn't pre-plan an attack on the Capitol. I didn't attack the Capitol. But they're now betting, it looks like, their whole campaign and everything they're doing with the midterms in 291 days on imminent domestic terror attacks. And they're busy saying Russia's going to stage a false flag. And I said yesterday, yeah, governments do that. To start a war, well, what about a false flag in New Oklahoma City or something? So what do you make of that and how they get rid of Biden or how they bring somebody in new? Because they are really, again, Mitch McConnell had to respond when Biden said a week and a half ago, Republicans are a domestic enemy. And Mitch McConnell's not like some anti-globalist, but he's been like, whoa, 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 this is dangerous. I think even the Republican establishment is starting to figure out the Democratic Party is crazy. What do you think?
Well,
they're not crazy, but they're certainly evil.
Yeah.
And that's that can look very, very crazy, but they are the epitome of evil. There's a lot of satanic inspiration and component. There's a lot of hatred among the Democratic far-left elite against any goodness in America. They just hate it. And you can see that come out at many of their acolytes that are elected to school boards and prosecutors and other things.
I was
about
to say, I'm not a perfect person, but I love Jesus. When I'm around the left, they just go, it comes out of them. They can't hide it now.
Yeah, they really do. I think Satan is beginning to rage in the hearts of men as prophesied in the Bible, and that's very, very crucial. And there's nothing you can do to really stop that. The January 6th investigation is aimed at, first of all, a public relations campaign to demonize in the idea of Americans, the so-called right wing. But also it's to energize and justify Department of Justice going after domestically people and investigating them, like yourself and anyone else that they want to. That's part of a censorship campaign. It's part of a deliberate campaign to get you off of the air, Alex, and that's why it's very important that your listeners support what you're doing, which is very strong. But additionally, it's going to lead eventually, what they'd like to do once they get into full digital banking is the cutting off of people from their bank accounts. You know, just like Mike Lindell had his bank there in Minnesota completely cut him off and say that, you know, you've got to find banking elsewhere. Now he's got enough millions that he can get banking elsewhere. But smaller people that get blacklisted are going to have trouble.
Well, yeah,
this
is a foreshadowing of what's coming. And where are the Republicans? Where is Donald Trump? Where are any of them saying no to this?
Well, they're not there because they really don't understand conspiracy. And those that do, for example, are afraid to death to come out and talk about it directly.
And Joel, let's expand on that. To interrupt me and do 5 more minutes extra time if you can, because I'm not kissing your butt and I'm not kissing mine. But why do we see the multifaceted, multi-dimension system? It seems so simple to us, like riding a bike, and other people can't see it. I just don't understand it. Because I agree. I meet with high-powered people, billionaires, you name it, and they literally, Joel, cannot see it. They look at things one-dimensional or two-dimensional, and they cannot see it.
Well, it's that they don't want to see it because they see enough of the extreme censorship, the blackballing, and the destruction of any CEO that comes out and hints. I mean, even Elon Musk, when he came out and bucked against the Nevada restrictions or in the California restrictions in COVID, et cetera, he just got crucified by the press. And it doesn't take much for CEOs to see this. You know, I have a brother who's very conservative and who's an economist, and yet he won't touch conspiracy with a 10-foot pole because he knows he won't get interviewed by Ludlow and others people's, you know, in the mainstream media if he ever buys into conspiracy. And so it is a very strong dampening effect that's taken years to develop in the media hostility towards conspiracy theorists. Well, I have news for them. There's a lot of conspiracy facts to back up the theory. And the only reason we have to deal in theory is because they hide most of the facts behind the veil of national security. And so that we'll never know what really happened during JFK and all the government involvement there.
Well, I totally agree. And so what are they going to do? Because I tried to get Joe Rogan 4 years ago to be anti-New World Order because I know he was smart. He figured out that's a giant audience. That's great. He's doing it now, so his show's exploded. How are they going to deal with it as the public figures out that things are conspiratorial and that that's really the reality? I mean, because it doesn't matter how many people they take out, how many people they silence, this information is coming out.
Well, it is coming out, but it's only in limited distribution. You know, the COVID false exaggerated pandemic proved that 80% of Americans still get almost all their news from the mainstream media. And that leaves about 20% who deal in the alternative media, and that's not enough to ever get it to be widespread infused, especially when you control public education. That's one of the biggest mistakes that ever was made in America, is to have public funding and control of public education. It should have always remained private.
Well, that's right. That's why it's game over in some ways, because you could give people the truth, but so many of them don't know how to even learn. They've been so dumbed down, you can't even communicate with them.
That's right. As I say, it's an 80% versus 20% ratio here, and they're growing theirs faster than we're growing ours. Now, it has resulted in a strong polarization in America, and I don't think there's ever going to be any united ever again. The left is going to get more and more evil, and they're driving more of the millennials through collegiate and high school education into woke doctrines, critical race theory, and evolution. All of that is anti-God, and it's destroying. And unfortunately, you know, most conservatives still send their kids to the public schools. I don't understand it, Alex. Even though homeschooling has grown by, you know, several million and represents almost 11%.
No, but you're right. The whole future is going to be the exodus out of this system is predatory. And people better figure out this thing is going to destroy you. You've got to get out of it now.
That's right. And part of getting out is why I wrote Strategic Relocation. You know, people need to get out of the big cities. They need to get rural where you can have more control over your life so that you have freedom from pollution, freedom from these ideas, freedom from the social things, and freedom from the vaccine mandates. You hardly ever see any of that stuff in the rural. It's not enforced. Local sheriffs don't want to do that. But I'm here to tell you, because I do consultations regularly on strategic relocation, people are complaining it's almost too late in the game to relocate because there's so many people getting out of the big cities because of the COVID nonsense.
And that's driving the prices up. Exactly. People should have listened to you 20 years ago.
Yeah. And so it's getting late in the game. Now, I'll tell you, when war comes, it's too late to relocate. You've got to make your plans before that happens because it will be preceded by an EMP strike.
That was my next question. When do you think this big war, you've been saying 2025 for about 20 years, it seems.
Well, I'm now saying the latter part of this decade because Russia and China still are very wary of the secret weapon systems the United States is building. And I think a lot of those weapons are going into space. That's why China and Russia are gearing up to try to take out satellites because they probably suspect that the U.S. has space-based interceptors. As General Mattis told a Booz Allen private conference, he said, you'd be surprised how many trillions that aren't on the budget are going into space. Now, those aren't just reconnaissance satellites. I think those are space-based interceptors, which they will not use to defend against that first strike. They want the military decapitated so they can talk Americans into joining a militarized global government. That's the whole goal of these globalist three wars that we've had, World War One, Two,
and
Three.
They want total commitment.
They want total commitment to global, and you can't get Americans into a global government without a third world war where our military is decapitated. It is the perfect thing, and that's why PDD 60 is still secret, is because it tells our missile forces to absorb a nuclear first strike and retaliate afterwards, which is...
But couldn't people like you convince the Russians and Chinese to back off? I mean, we see them backing away from globalism and one-child policies. Maybe freedom won't spring here. Maybe the Chinese or Russians figure this out.
No, they're ruthless. When you look at the speech that was leaked to the Epoch Times of General Hao Tian, the former defense minister of China, they're going to be ruthless with Americans. You know, the Nazis, in their view, were pampering to the West. We're going to be ruthless in cleansing the country. And so I don't
That's
expect...
like Xi Jinping admires Hitler.
Yes, and actually despises his weakness. He was too weak on the West, according to Hao Tian. So this is a very serious situation we're facing in the future. I'm expecting World War III in the latter half of this decade when Russia and China are fully prepared militarily to take on the West. They're just now deploying some hypersonic missiles. They don't have them in great numbers.
Hold on,
they're
building... you talked about that a decade ago. We'll be right back with one more segment.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.